Morning Watch. The Enjoyment of Christ in Our Growth in Life Unto Maturity, Week 1. The Enjoyment of the All-Inclusive Christ as the Unique Solution to All Problems in the Church. Friday, Related Verses. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. But to us God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed. The Lord comes. 1 Corinthians 13:1-8a. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy, and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I dole out all my possessions to feed others, and if I deliver up my body that I may boast, but do not have love, I profit nothing. Love suffers long. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not puffed up. It does not behave unbecomingly and does not seek its own things. It is not provoked and does not take account of evil. It does not rejoice because of unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It covers all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never falls away. Related reading. To realize and participate in the deep and hidden things God has ordained and prepared for us requires us not only to believe in Him, but also to love Him. To fear God, to worship God, and to believe in God, that is, to receive God, are all inadequate. To love Him is the indispensable requirement. To love God means to set our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, with the heart, soul, mind, and strength, absolutely on Him. That is, to let our entire being be occupied by Him and lost in Him, so that He becomes everything to us and we are one with Him practically in our daily life. In this way, we have the closest and most intimate fellowship with God, and we are able to enter into His heart and apprehend all its secrets. Thus, we not only realize but also experience, enjoy, and fully participate in these deep and hidden things of God. Life is not knowledge, it is not gifts, neither is it power. Life is a wonderful, unique, and strong person. Since Jesus is our life as a person, we must contact Him. You may have known Jesus for over 20 years, and yet today miss His presence. Perhaps I came to know Him just 5 minutes ago, but I am in His presence. Thus, I get Him, and you miss Him. We must forget about our knowledge and past experiences. We even need to forget all that we know about Jesus. It means little. We need the present presence of Jesus. We need His presence at this very moment and day by day. We need the present person all the time, no matter how much we have known Him and experienced Him in the past. We need a new contact with Christ all day, moment by moment. He is a living person within us, so we must contact Him. We must tell Him, "Lord Jesus, I love you. I put myself aside so that I may take you as my life, moment by moment and day by day." In 2 Corinthians 5:14, Paul says that the love of Christ constrains us. Because the love of Christ constrained him, Paul was a person who lived to the Lord. Another item which equips us to be the ambassadors of Christ is the constraining love of Christ. We must be persons carried away by the love of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, Paul tells us that the dying love of Christ is like the rushing of great waters toward us, impelling us to live to him beyond our own control. The love of Christ is as strong as a tide of water, which overcomes us and carries us away. We need to be flooded by the love of Christ. We need to be constrained by his love so that we have no choice. We should be able to say, I have no other way to go. I have to love the Lord because his love has constrained me. What can I do? When the flood waters come, we do not have a choice as to whether we will receive them or not. We all have to be constrained by the love of Christ in such a way. I must confess that I have prayed day by day for years that the Lord would show me his love so that I could be constrained by the love of Christ. I prayed in this way, Lord, constrain me with your love. O Lord, flood me with your love. All of us need to pray in this way. The young saints among us need to realize that although they love the Lord today, they are still at the crossroads of their Christian experience. There are many directions for them to choose to take. They may have many choices, but once they are flooded by the love of Christ, they lose all the choices.